Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
For my life to be over.
Such a good song, man.
It is. It is. I put some classics on my playlist this month. Let's see. I'm going to quarter three playlist. Oh,
and you know, another good one on that same thing.
I put Heaven is a Place on Earth. You know, I put The Wanderer. Heaven is.
Yeah.
And I put ABC by the Jackson 5.
It's a good song, dude.
It's a good fucking song.
We're just gonna let go. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl.
It's so simple, dude. It's like the most simple lyrics that like you literally could come up with. It's ABC, 1, 2, 3.
It's more specifically that it links me directly to like that era of my life where like Daddy Daycare coming out in theaters.
Was that song in Daddy Daycare?
I think so.
Because the first thing I thought of was Daddy Daycare. Walking on Sunshine was in Daddy Daycare.
So, like, any of those types of songs, I just get, like, this vibe. It's the same thing of, like, watching,
early
like, 2000s. The music video to, like, All-Star. Because, like, you don't only remember that music video and Smash Mouth in general. You remember, like, Shrek. And it just leads down this rabbit hole of nostalgia.
I think Ben Stiller's in the music video.
He is.
Or in Hank Azaria.
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah. Episode 256. Wow, that's a power of two right there.
Yeah.
That's crazy right there, guys. See, this, instead of commenting like, whoa, 256, big number, this time I'm saying that's a power of two. And if you don't know what that is, because you're not a computer science major, like myself.
Yes.
2, 4, 8, 16, 32, and so on. 256 is the double of 128, which is the double of 64, 32, 16.
Going, yeah.
There you go, yeah. So next time this will happen will be episode 512. So, right? Yeah, 512. Yeah. So we'll see you guys. We'll promise to do something really fun for that one because that's half of 1024.
Well, we always make these
promises. We're not
going
to fuck. That's double where we are from now. That's going to be literally in 2035. I don't. How long would it be
till 2035?
Wait, okay,
500 something? We're already at 250 something.
And
we've been doing this for, oh my God.
How many weeks in a year? 51? 52? 52 weeks in a year.
But it wouldn't be that. It would be like 2026.
Let me actually see when that would be, because right now this is, okay, so 52 plus 256 plus 52.
He's intently typing it into his cellular device to figure out just what is going on here.
It would be in 2026.
Hey, baby.
Look at you.
If
dude,
I did the
I'm
math
like
correctly.
Matt Damon in Good Bill Hunting. It's where he's hunting Bill Cosby after he's doing some vigilante justice after they let Bill Cosby out of prison.
He had to go to the multiverse and kill little Bill.
To stop him from ever growing up and becoming a rapist. Speaking of which, we have some... Woo! We have some stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, some unfortunate fucking updates.
Some of the most out of left field, but also maybe at the same time not out of left field. but really just
she's no stranger to the show.
Yeah. Christine Weston Chandler, aka Chris Chan. And I'm sure,
or Sonichu.
A lot of people have,
I can say Sonichu, right? Yeah. Or is that just the last name?
No, Sonichu, she goes by Sonichu too.
Okay.
Cuz well, they trade bodies, but you know, you guys know at this point who Chris Chan is. We talk about the documentary. We talk about Chris Chan's antics. Been following Christery for many years. And over the last week, some shocking revelations came out.
Yep.
That a phone call leaked between a troll and Christine, where Christine was detailing, in her own words, sexual interactions with her elderly, dementia-riddled mother.
Rape.
Yeah. So there we
And has been arrested.
Christine got arrested. They took Barbara, the mother, into like a protective thing, and no one's heard from her. But Christine is now in jail and
has been moved,
charged with incest, because that's a crime in Virginia.
With other charges pending.
Yeah. So we will see what happens. This brought Chris Chan into the mainstream eye for the first time. Newsweek has articles about it. People wrote an article about it. Like,
did people write
an article? It's starting to get really picked up now. Like a lot of like Insider did an article about it.
I saw that Sky News wrote an article about it.
What? Dude, I've always been very invested in Christery. You know, the documentary, I've seen there's only one final part that was released before Gino Samuel goes on a hiatus, and that was part 59. I've watched through part 58 now, and
I think I'm still, like, I dropped off in the 40s at some point.
I said, this is just wild, because I always knew that something crazy would, I mean, it was always rolling towards a really crazy conclusion, and this might not be the end, I don't know.
I think it
we're
is
gonna
for,
lose contact.
I think it is for a lot of people, not only just because it's like,
how are we gonna get
loss
updates?
Of contact, but it's also, I think a lot of people are just finally like, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Like this
it's disturbing.
Like, it shouldn't have been fun in the first place, but now, like, this is a big wake up call where it's like, this is fucked. And I think a lot of people are just gonna leave the discourse in general. I mean, they might make some sort of Yahoo live streaming service documentary about it.
Yeah. It's just crazy now, because there's a real investigation with detectives and we don't know anything. And the thing is, once Christine, it's the end. If Christine is convicted and put in jail, then there's no internet access. We're not going to get any updates until she's released.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah. But this is an opinion that people are divided on. People, especially that follow the Chris Chan stuff, is some people say she deserves to go to prison, and some people say no, she should be put in a mental facility. And I think mental facility, because prison is not going to do any good for someone like that, because they're just completely fucked in the head, and grew up in these circumstances with their entire life being what it's been for 40 years.
She's kind of fucked from the start.
Yeah. So like, it's
right,
like,
off the jump.
So I
just
think that,
because it's just like the early childhood stuff with Chris, like specifically, like there's that whole like babysitter story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like there's always been this kind of antagonistic force always looming over Chris.
Yeah. It's such an interesting, unique case that's just been going on for so long. And it's sad watching it like hit such a brick wall of like, ugh.
Well, you don't want to.
What the fuck?
That's not how you want a situation to end. That's not how you want to look at a human life and see like that's what it's become.
She's smiling, you know, in all the mugshots. And when she got arrested, she was just yelling about the merges taking place, the dimensional merge with Sonichu entering our reality.
Well, you see the potential of like if they were put in a better spot, if they were actually put into classes that were more fitting to their abilities.
I think that under proper medication and healthcare, I think Christine could be not fully rehabilitated, but at least become a more like functional member of society. Mm-hmm. and maybe look back and understand things differently, which prison, I think, is, you know, would do the opposite. And then eventually, you know, it's not like she's going to be in there for life. She's going to get out, you know, and by then,
but
mom's probably dead and then
they,
homeless. And
she would be put in a, like a mental institution.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would just lead one to the other. Like, you.
Well, Virginia also.
But then you go and look and kind of like.
Virginia
see.
Doesn't. It's really hard in Virginia. Like, the mental health care is really poor. And they don't. Apparently, I read it's legally, it's really hard to actually end up in a mental institution as opposed to jail because they don't really care. So we'll see. We'll see. It's still ongoing. Right now, there's been no other charges announced. Maybe by the time this
the arraignment
comes out.
Hasn't happened or hasn't been logged in or anything. I don't know.
But what a spectacle, you know, like all the people outside the motel when she was getting arrested, filming and yelling and which that fucking the guy streaming was a fucking annoying, such an annoying prick. I was so annoyed watching that. He ruined the whole video. And like you can't really understand what's going on because he's just like screaming into the camera. And it's like, I want to see what's happening. And
as Christine is talking.
Yeah. And it's like, this is a monumental moment you're filming in Christery. I want to, what's she saying?
They know that though.
Yeah. Well, that guy is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the update on Chris Chan.
And I honestly, that probably will be the last update. Or like there will be more updates, I'm sure, but it's just kind of like I really do feel like a lot of people are just done. Like,
I don't know this. I mean, I think this garnered more people than ever. More people than ever before have eyes on Chris Chan now. So it's like I think that like I'm still going to pay attention and stay invested in it just because it's like it's a spectacle to see. And like I don't mean that in a way where it's like. You know, like I'm getting like tons of entertainment out of watching what's going on, but it's like I am invested at this point
because you know so much.
I know so much. I followed it for so long, and now it's like this is happening. It's like, well, I got to know what happens next. Well, this is just people stay following.
Well, it's similar to why people I think find in general like serial killers so fucking interesting. It's like, how does a person's life, like, and all of a sudden, like, the documentaries even go back to their childhood. So you get to try to picture this whole person's life in a bubble and see, like, how did it end up here? And it's just kind of like one of those cases.
Right.
Because there are a lot, like, it is very intricate and it is very interesting and funny, but and also distressing at
some
times.
It's like the definition of a tragic comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like old, like, Shakespearean. It's almost like a Shakespeare story.
It kind of feels,
you know, like the whole way it played out, and
like it's an epic.
It really is an epic, and that's why the documentary is only in 2017, a part 59, and they're each like an hour long.
Do you think they're gonna make it to 100?
Yeah, I think Jenna Samuel will continue it after the hiatus.
Okay,
because it's so close now to, I guess 2021 that it's like, gotta see what happens, but. Yeah, no, Gino Samuel's a really cool guy, and everyone should go check out his channels. Also, like, not the Chris Chan documentary, but his other channels. He has music channel and makes other documentaries that are really good, so he's a very talented, hardworking creator that everyone should go show him some love now, especially that the thing that he put so much time and effort into has to go on hiatus.
Maybe go down a little Gino Samuel rabbit hole, you know?
Go playing in
you
that
know, like,
shit.
Back in the days when you go down a YouTube rabbit hole...
Dude.
What have I fallen into?
Whoa! r/YouTube rabbit holes? Is that a subreddit?
The top 10. What? The top 10 scariest YouTube rabbit holes.
That shit's never scary to me because
back
it's always
in 2006.
Forgot about that guy.
Dude, how can you
Gloomy
forget?
Gloomy Cabin?
He's a legend.
Gloomy House?
Yeah.
Was it Gloomy House?
Something like that.
Back in 2006, two YouTubers named Matt and Ryan were killed
because they wouldn't stop talking about me and my voice.
Why did I say 2006?
I don't know. We were children.
I'm sorry, I got the date wrong. But it was 2021, but I killed them for talking so much shit on their podcast about me. I love that guy. It's just, yeah, I can't stop. Like, it's all I've been able to think about is the Chris Chan stuff. I had a dream about it last night. Like, I had a dream I was trying to explain. I was trying to explain the other day. I was trying to explain to my mom Chris Chan and what was going on. And I realized like how hard it is. I couldn't like explain it properly. I was like, I really don't know how to explain this without taking up 2 hours of your time. And there's no like quick summary. And I'm sure the people that are listening to this podcast right now that don't care or don't know about Chris Chan also, you know, they're out of the loop and they're like, I don't really get what you guys are talking about. And it's, we have no way of explaining it. It's something that you would just have to go research on your own, which in it, in of itself is a very large endeavor. A very, like, I'm talking hours and hours of going through.
Well, it's a lot of Christery.
It's a lot of Christery. Most documented person in human history, apparently.
That was a rhyme.
Oh, I thought that was like an animal opening the door. Well, I guess it is. What's up, Jackson?
What address do you have for your billing address?
Yeah, Matt, what address do you have for your billing address?
Say it into the flower on my shirt.
It's.
They couldn't deliver the extra small box of condoms to your house. So fix it.
22222 Lane.
Dude, stop. 22 Lane? Like 22, like T-U-T-U, like 22 Lane. 22222 Lane? That's funny. That's really funny.
Thanks, man.
All right, let me finish writing this address. Okay, and then the zip code is...
The best part of this shirt is where it just says Winter's Coming.
Here you go, brother.
That's what ruins the shirt.
Oh, the shirt that I got in Bangkok a couple years ago?
Winter is coming.
This is the best thing I've ever found in my travels, is this shirt that people can't see. But I've worn it in several videos. It's like the button-up shirt that's just literally a monstrosity of graphic design, where it's just a bunch of popular, you know, pop culture characters and logos thrown together, like in a big collage. You know, there's like old Apple logo, there's Cartman, there's Homer Simpson, there's Rick and Morty, there's the Nike logo, there's Adidas,
Planet Express,
there's
from Futurama,
Winter is Coming, sometimes Los Pollos Hermanos. I find new stuff all the time when I look at this thing.
Adidas, did you already say Adidas?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Randy, Better Call Saul, NASA. There's a picture of the Guy Fox mask that says F Society.
Did you say Jake from Adventure Time?
Nope. Starbucks? NASA? Dude, like, it's just, there's so much good shit on here. Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. There's a picture where it's like the, you know, the Obama painting where it says Hope? It's that, but it's Rick Sanchez, and it says Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. That's.
Okay, Matt, legit. You know I never have dreams, right?
And yeah, I know you don't have any dreams, Ryan.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
But I don't usually typically have dreams, or I don't remember them, at least.
Right.
I think what happens.
Well, when you smoke a lot of the pot.
But like, I went back. I didn't go back. I went back to the East Coast, I guess, in my brain. But I went to New York recently, and I only got smoked up once, so I didn't smoke for like a few days, and then like I got back and I didn't smoke for like a couple days. And then I go to bed and I had the most fucking crazy lucid dream I have ever had.
Really?
Like when I say it, it's just gonna sound like I'm making it up.
No, my dreams are like that too.
Like it, okay.
They're so fucking vivid and colorful. I have like 10 a night.
Now you might have to work with me here. Because,
that's how dreams are. They make no sense.
So like,
it's nothing new to me.
There's that, but there's also the, like, I may have to, like, take pauses to, like, kind of, like, try to remember. Because you know how dreams, like, as soon as you wake up.
And then you, like, start remembering, you're like, doesn't make sense.
I try to recollect them when they do
happen.
And it
doesn't make any sense.
And I'm, like, it's like I'm trying to, like, kind of get the memory before it fades.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, like, keep my brain there and, like, okay, this happened, then this happened. So this is only, like, parts that, like, I could at least remember. But I remember the general thread. So... It starts off with me in this old South Carolina, like, Bush River Road, like, shopping center type place. It's just kind of like, think of like an abandoned shopping center.
So, and like, generic middle America mall.
Yeah. So like, it was like one of the ones that's like Publix, China King, Subway, Tax Help.
Oh, where it's like a big parking lot massage. And then like a...
Yeah, a strip.
Like a chain mall?
Or a manicure place and then like a liquor store, like a chain mall.
Or a strip mall, whatever
so
it is.
So the public, like, it just, like, everything was, like, just kind of, like, dark and gray, but streetlights were on, and there was, a Publix, but it wasn't open, and the sign was all, like, just kind of, like, not lit well. But we were going to, like, this, like, China King-type Asian restaurant. Like, it's, like, just fast food, Chinese food, mm-hmm. I guess. And so we walk in the door, and all of a sudden we're like in Riverbank Zoo type of location. And I'm like, what? It's like outside and everything. It's just Riverbank Zoo.
But in your dreams, when that happens, it's never like, it's like, it's just like, oh, this is like
you,
just normal.
You don't think about it.
Yeah, it's just normal.
And so I'm walking around with these like people that I don't even know. Like they're not even resembling like anyone I know. So it's just kind of like me with new friends or whatever, or like whatever. So we're going around the zoo and we're trying to find like this particular snack, and it's like cotton candy, but like you eat it with a spoon. When you put it in your mouth, it turns into Dippin' Dots. So like we were trying to find it, and I was okay. So we went on like a ride of something. It was like a Ferris wheel, a roller coaster. I don't know. It was just like a ride, general ride. And all of a sudden, like going up, kind of like there was like the sun like beamed in my eyes, and then the sun like comes out. That it was like, it felt like a movie. I'm just kind of like in a neighborhood. Now I'm in like an old South Carolina neighborhood, and I'm like, and it's kind of silent and chill, and like I'm walking up with my friends, Gray and Hayden, and Carson's there too.
Carson Tucker?
Yes.
Dreams, it's the most random fucking people. It's like, why?
And then, so he has like his, like a motorcycle, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go ride with Carson. And so I get on my bike and I start riding it, but like, it's like in my dream, it's my bike, the one I actually own. So it's like a nice, like just kind of cruiser or whatever. But like when I get on it in the dream and I start going, like the bike just starts to like feel like it's shrinking, but like it looks the same size. So I'm like feeling more uncomfortable. And I'm like, maybe it's because I look down and I'm riding in flip flops and I have no gloves on. I'm like, oh, I forgot my equipment. So I tell Carson to keep going on. And I go back to Gray's place and I start like putting on my helmet and my gloves and my and like shoes, but every time I put something on, another one of the items disappears. So I'm constantly looking for something that's lost in my house. And then after that, okay, so I finally get outside, everything's on, and I just hear in the distance like this crashing sound, and I like didn't think of it, anything of it, and I just went back inside. I'm like, was that Carson? Like in the dream, I was like, was that Carson? And I'm like, he hasn't come back. He's not here yet. Was that car? Like, just like that anxiety. And then I'm looking for something else in that house. And then I walk into like the bathroom or something. And when I come back out, like around that point, in even in the dream, I was like, this is feeling weird. Like I started to become kind of like paranoid, I guess, in the dream. Then I end up in a car, and you have for some reason Bo Burnham in the front seat driving, my mom in the passenger seat, and someone I guess who would be like Bo Burnham's girlfriend, who would like transport from the mid console to the back seat to talk to me. But in the dream I'm like, what's going on? And it's dark and it's on like Dutch Fork Road, which is just like kind of like a wooded, mostly wooded road. And on the left, there would be like a house. And then there would be like the middle school and high school of Dutch Fork. We're going down that road and it's nighttime. And all of a sudden we see like a baby elephant just kind of like cross the road, like a deer, like in whatever. And we start going and other kind of critters, mostly just elephants, start to just kind of like go across the road. And I'm trying to remember. I'm really trying because, okay. So after that, okay, then there was this one weird creature that we passed. It was kind of like this big old hunched over, like wool. It looked like a woolly mammoth, except the tusks were arms. It looked like this creature I saw in this movie, The Ritual, kind of like that. But the best way I could describe it was like a bear, a giraffe, and a woolly mammoth in one. And then I was like, this is weird. This is feeling like a dream. And then all of a sudden, it's daytime and we're just in this empty area and it's like this open field and it feels like this carnival. And we're like, hey, we're going to go for a ride. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what this is. We're going on a new ride at this carnival. And all of a sudden I look up, we get to the ride. It's this zip line thing you hold on to with your two hands. So like think of that triangle, just handle.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The clip. And it's just like, you just hold on to this. And then I look up and it like leads to like the top of this mountain. And I remember like, what? And then it just starts zipping and I'm like scared. I'm holding on and I'm like, ugh. And I noticed specifically in the dream, like I was like straining. I was like, oh, this can't be a dream. It's kind of hard to hold on to this. I'm like, no way. This is this is real. And I'm like holding on. Gets to the top of like this mountain area, and it's just kind of like African plains type of location with like lions fighting like rhinos and shit. And I land and I get attacked by a big cat, and it fucking just bites my throat or some shit like that. All I remember is like tackles me. And then right when that happens, it switches. And all of a sudden, like, I'm at this dinner with a bunch of strangers in like this like just kind of room this size, but with a dining room table, darkly lit, people just sitting around. And it's like very regal feeling. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is a dream. This 100% is a dream. I know, like, why. I just want to wake up. This is like kind of stressful. And do you ever realize you're in a dream when you're in a dream? Or maybe that's what the dream is even about.
It happened. It's only happened to me like once that I can remember, and it was earlier this year. And once I realized I was in a dream, I was like, because it was kind of one like that where I kept changing locations. And then in my dream, what made me realize was I was like, maybe it's a dream. But then I was like, how did you get here? And I was trying to remember like how I got in the room I was in. And then I realized I was like, oh, I don't remember. So this is a dream. So then I was like, oh shit. I'm dreaming, and I realized I'm dreaming. I can fly. So I started letting myself like levitate.
Oh, shit.
It was the coolest feeling. But then I couldn't do it very much. I kept falling back down. But
oh yeah.
Yeah. That was the only time.
There was one time back when I was, okay, that one's really quick, but just to get to the end of this one. So I'm at this dinner and I start telling the people at the dinner table, I'm like, this is a dream. And like, they're just not paying attention to me. And I'm like, I want to wake up. I figured it out. Cause like in the dream for some reason, I'm like, I figured it out. I get to,
gotcha.
I earn waking up now. It's like, I solved some sort of like fucking like Alice in Wonderland riddle to get back to like, be like waking up. I'm like, okay, you got me. Let's wrap it up. And then after that, I like wake up in my bed. And I'm like, I'm awake now. I look at my phone and for some reason, you and Layton, your sharing location was on. And I saw that you were at the Chinatown market. And I was just like, uh-oh. And I look at the clock and it's 2:44. For those who wouldn't know, we were supposed to meet the next day at 2 because this is coming out
yeah.
by the time. We were doing a collab shirt. So,
yeah.
And so I was like, I kind of got anxious at first and I was like, no way did I go through that series of shit. And all of a sudden, like, this is real. This would suck. And then I woke up for real. And then it was, my alarm hadn't even gone off yet. So like, I still had like a good, like a lot of time.
I hate shit like that. Cause it's it doesn't feel like you're getting rest.
No.
And like, that's how my dreams are.
I
every
woke up and
night.
I'm just like, I feel fucking exhausted.
That's how I feel every fucking day, because I have like 10 of those a night, and I, you know, I think it's medication.
It's been the longest time since I had like a dream like that. It's probably been like, well, I've never had one that crazy. Usually it's like it stays in one setting. There's one like running theme or something.
I wish I didn't dream sometimes, just so I could like shut my eyes and then just turn off and then wake up well rested. Do you dream in color?
Yes.
Because some people say they just dream black and white.
No, I definitely dreamed in color.
You know what's weird, though?
At least I think I did.
What you said that was weird to me was I had a dream last night. I got attacked by a big cat.
Really?
Yeah. And it was really scary.
Like I don't want to commit to saying it was a cheetah or like a female. It was a big cat. And it tackled me and just went for my throat. And that's when the dinner shit happened.
Yeah, I can't say like what specific type, but I remember I was like near it, and then it lunged at me, and it like latched on, and I was like screaming, and I hit it a bunch, and it went back for a second, and then my dream changed. But that's weird that I also had a cat. Maybe that's like
if
we're gonna be killed by a
super
big cat.
Mega does sub-Saharan Africa,
and then it's like they should have listened to their dreams, man, because they both got killed by a big ass cat.
Yeah, we both went on a safari,
dude,
with our big old sun hats and sunglasses and like sunscreen
our
leather.
Big like Polaroid and cameras.
Oh, get a picture of me with the lion. I prance on over to the lion.
Like you have the sunscreen on your nose.
I'm like holding up peace signs, doing like a kissy face.
What a horrible way to die. Big cats, because it's not quick, and they're just like, let's, like, bears and big cats, that's not a fun.
Bears eat their shit alive.
They and cats play with it, like they'll play with you, like they'll, dude, they have fun with it.
Just, but thank God that we're not on the orcas menu. Could you imagine?
Well, that's scary, because you get one of my biggest fears is
you get played with.
Yeah, and alligators, what they do is that when they clinch on, they twist you and go down to the bottom. So they pull you down to the bottom, the death roll.
Kind of like how our advertisers twist us into making changes last minute.
Yeah, like this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I had a dream last night. I had a really disturbing dream last night. It was right before I woke up. Usually I remember the dreams the best, the ones right before I wake up, which I think is usually how it works, but I was witnessing like a cartel execution, and I was in like the back kitchen of some like kind of like rundown restaurant, and there was a like an industrial sink, like the big like metal sinks, and it was filled with like disgusting sink water, and they threw this guy in and he was unconscious and he woke up, and then they like shut the lid to like drown him in there, and I was like standing there watching. It was really fucking, and I woke up like, oh, because it was really fucking freaky, like he was like screaming and shit, and then I fell back asleep, and then had a dream a couple bitches blew me. But tell you what, actually.
That's exciting.
What sucks about every time.
Dude, that's a bingo.
Yeah,
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying? like in Inglourious Bastards.
Every sex dream I have, I never am able to continue the sex. Like the sex or whatever begins, and then it's like, oh, I got to get condoms. And then it's like 15 minutes of me
it's
like
always,
in traffic
never,
trying to get condoms. And then the
never
dream changes.
Happens.
Or it's like, I had a sex dream recently, and I was about to have sex, and then it just like everything just like froze and nothing happened, and I was like waiting, and then dream changed, and then dream showed up and fucked me. But yeah, no, my brain will not allow me to have sex dreams ever, and it's kind
of the anxiety of it.
Honestly, it might come down to like subconscious, like I'm so scared and anxious about banging and blowing that I'm like, my brain's like, no. But it's like the one time where like it doesn't matter. Because like, I think it's real. No. Where it's like, I think it's real in my head. So it's like, it doesn't, I can, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter if I'm embarrassing or cringe when I'm trying to pitch the tent.
True.
But it's like, nope, it's not going to happen.
My other dream was, I found out I was in a dream, and I was in elementary school when I had this dream, and I was like, and so it was like it was like a normal day at school, and I just decided that I was like, I'm gonna turn into a frog. And I just turned into a frog and hopped around my elementary school. That's it.
See, those dreams are great.
Yeah. I was a kid. I mean, what do you expect me to do? I just was like, I wanna hop around the school.
My stress dreams suck, and it's always the last year, it's always the same. Like I've said this about the bus, and lately what it's been more of is like last day of school, and I'm packing up my book bag and like clearing out my locker, but either my book bag's too small and I can't fit everything and I have too much shit, or like I can't find I have stuff all around the school and I can't find it all, and I'll find something, but then I realize I'm like, but I left this back there now, and I can't, kind of like what you were saying with the gloves and like the, I think it's a pretty common dream because it's just like stressful, you mm-hmm. know, And it's like, I'm trying to relax, brain. Why are you willingly putting me through this? Like, why are you making me, why are you realistically putting my consciousness through stress when I'm just trying to fucking relax?
If I could choose when it happens, if it was like this pill I could take and I knew that I would experience these weird movies when I fell asleep, I would be more excited about it. But since it's just random and sometimes like some of them, like the one, I remember there was this one I had a year and a half ago. I'm not going to talk, like, give detail or anything, but it was just, like, super depressing. And, like, it just, like, it's one of those dreams where I just woke up, like, just a complete, like, mess. Like, emotionally, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I never, like, it was just, like, it was, you just don't want to start your day off with a bad dream.
I hate that. Because
your whole mood is just fucking changed.
I'll be downstairs, like, getting like some coffee or breakfast or something. I'm just in a, like a sad or bad mood. And I'm like, well, it was just a dream. But it's like, yeah, but I feel
I know. That I way still now. I still carry over. It's like the whole classic. It's like, you know, my wife woke up this morning and guess what? She slapped me right across the face. Said I cheated on her in a dream. That's my Larry the Cable Guy impression.
The accent was a little not all the way there.
It's my stage man voice. If I ever did stand-up comedy, it would be kind of like that.
Like the blue collar.
To have... What? Yeah, yeah. You have to have kind of like a distinct voice, right? Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Springer, all the classic Jerrys
so
of
many
the world.
Classic Jerrys, dude.
Jerry Lewis.
Are you making a name up or is that a real person?
I don't know.
Because Jerry Lewis sounds like a celebrity.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look up Jerry Lewis.
Siri, who is Jerry Lewis? It's gonna be. She said, "I guess I don't have one." Hold on. No. Give me. I'm gonna Jerry Lewis. Okay, American comedian.
Hey,
the fuck? Jerry Lewis was an American comedian, actor, singer, filmmaker, and humanitarian named the King of Comedy.
But no one I would ever fucking know.
The King of Comedy, dude.
Maybe I would. I guess I would.
Known
maybe,
for his kid
like,
and
I've
idiot
heard his
persona.
Name before. Jerry Lewis.
Whoa, wait. Let's see. Why did
he had the perfect name? God damn.
Why did Jerry Lewis disinherit his sons? Lewis did not give any specific reasons why he disinherited his sons. It is not known whether the son will contest the will. That could turn out to be a mistake ever since even losing will contests can end up costing estates a lot of time and money. So I guess he cut his sons out of his will for some reason. Damn, dude. Yeah, he was ripped 50 million when he died in 1983.
He was 50 million years old?
Yeah. He had ALS. So.
What?
He had like the, he did the ice bucket challenge too much. And he
that's
unfortunately
not what
passed
happens.
That's what that is. Lou Gehrig's disease.
That sucks.
It was called Lou Gehrig's disease. And then one day they just come around and change it to ALS. And it's like, I thought Lou Gehrig's was a fine name. Because the Lou Gehrig's ice bucket challenge sounds a lot more fun than the ALS ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
You know?
But it would, a lot of money was raised.
That's true. Was it?
Yeah. Just all celebrities did that shit, right?
Yeah, but was there money involved? Or was
wasn't
it just
there,
like, I'm pouring
it,
water on myself?
Wasn't it like, I'm donating this to charity or whatever? Hold up.
I just remember they would be like, I nominate.
Did the celebrities not donate money?
Jonah Hill to pour a bucket of ice cold water on himself and then nominate another celebrity. We got nominated by
that would
cold
be
ones.
Ridiculous if they did not as like.
I'm pretty
donate.
Sure it was just to raise awareness. It's like, oh, we're raising awareness about ALS. Which I mean, I guess in turn is for money because you raise awareness so people become aware so more research gets done and, you know.
Oh, it's okay. So I think some celebrities might have donated some, but like the challenge was you have to pour a cold bucket of water on your head or else you have to donate money to a charity. I think that was the, but I think they donated charity.
The fact
anyways,
that it became
that
a challenge.
Was the challenge.
The fact that it became such a big challenge shows how few people actually wanted to donate to help the problem. When you think about it that way. Well, I know if it's not actually what that was, but it's like, it's just funny that could be construed that way.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. So I'm glad you like New York. It's a fun place. I'm excited to go back.
I really liked it. I liked the subway.
Yeah? You like the vibe?
The vibe I could tell if I lived there I would get tired of, but it was more so of the convenience because we don't have the convenience of travel here in LA.
You don't like sitting in traffic?
No, I love it. I just wish I could do it more often.
Yeah.
There's not enough traffic.
Like, I wish LA had more traffic, honestly.
And even the traffic in New York City, I was like, I don't know. I always pictured it to like be the worst thing ever.
Everyone honks. It's like, dun, 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 dun. The taxis. I remember the first time I went to New York City, I was on the subway and I was like, there's a place called Jamaica? Because there's a part of New York City called Jamaica, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I have experienced horrible New York traffic, though.
It's New York
when
traffic just scares
Sprinter
me.
Sprinter van and took the wrong bridge.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that on tour in New York City. And you
like changed from a 15-minute ETA to like an hour and a half.
And we had to go across the bridge, what, like four times? And the Verrazano toll bridge. And every time it charged us like $40.
That was Harrison. That was on the way out.
This was when
I drove it in because I landed in Newark. Newark, yeah.
I mean, you drove to New York City. And I remember...
That was the most anxious...
Because you had to drive the Sprinter van.
Driving experience I've ever had.
Through New York City. And on the way out, or on the way to Brooklyn, or on the way to where we're doing the show, we went across the Verrazano Bridge and then accidentally went back across it. So we had to go across it again and got charged every single toll time. And it's fucking expensive. It's like, how much is the toll just across that bridge? It's like, it's a Verrazano Bridge toll. Let's see what it is in 2021. It cost fucking... Why does it say $2.75 each way? It was not $2.75 each way. You remember? Or maybe because we didn't have a pass?
Mine today. Today, it is $2.75. That's what it costs.
Oh, wait. In 2018, MTA officials said that the $17 toll is higher than its other bridges because it's priced to cover the return.
Oh,
trip.
No. $2.75 is for your admission for the subway. That's how much it costs to every time you swipe the little Metro card or whatever.
Is that much?
I think so.
Oh, wow. That's pricey.
Maybe that's the cost of the card, something like that. I don't know.
I like traveling in other countries on subways because you don't grasp the sense of how much the currency is. So it's just like, oh, okay. That's. I always tell myself, I'm like, I'm hoping this is just like 50 cents. Like maybe. In Japan, it's like.
Honestly, though, going to New York made me want to go back to Tokyo.
I haven't been to a big city in a while, man. I would love to go back to.
But.
There's a helicopter circle.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, man. 2022, maybe. Because I was actually getting hopeful that maybe by the end of 2021, COVID would wrap up enough where we could go back to Tokyo. But Tokyo itself is having a really bad outbreak with the Olympics and just in general.
So are we.
And now we're surging back up.
Delta, baby.
That damn Delta virus.
Oh, the Delta. Okay. So we got everyone vaccinated. Now what?
So are they...
Liberals?
They're just naming everything after fucking brands now. Delta? Corona? What next? We're going to get the fucking... Febreze strain? That's a stand-up bit right there that I will go to a comedy club and do. What's this, Delta? Corona? Yeah, call me when there's a Miller Lite strain. Thank you.
That would be me in the audience. I would always be supporting my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
The rest of the room would be applauding and laughing as well.
They would. Well, I guarantee I could go to a comedy club and maybe get a couple chuckles out of that one. I'd workshop it a little more.
The thing that I would
the
love
Coca-Cola
to do is
virus?
If you ever performed, I just after like some of the
no
jokes.
Laughter, but every single joke, like where people would just chuckle. Just
yeah, I love people clapping at jokes. Just
yeah, I love people clapping in comedy clubs because basically laughter is a natural response. Like, but yeah. Clapping is like you making an effort to be like, good job. Good job.
I mean, there is the form of clapping where you're just like, oh, shit. Okay, like, it's kind of like, it's more of like a sliding your hands together, like, haha.
It's like
right.
It's like a response, but like the type of clapping, I almost said clapter.
It's like that just aggressive, just, this was good. It's like what people do at the end of, I love it when people do it at the end of a movie.
A movie?
Yeah, it's like the movie ends. It's the arc light. R.I.P. R.I.P. to the fucking arc light.
God,
you know?
That's
I will always remember I had the most... Like, at least, like, probably the most memorable movie-going experience I've ever had, where in the middle of Midsummer, the theater started to, like, rumble, and I thought it was people, like, stomping their feet to the music, and I'm like, damn, people are pumped
people
for Midsummer.
People are excited for Midsummer. And then, it's a 7.0 earthquake.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, it, like, literally just, I was like, holy shit. It was crazy. I remember being woke. I haven't felt one in the longest time.
The
dude.
Weird thing, though, was I was at the movies, too, just a different movie theater when that happened. I was seeing Toy Story 4.
Yep, you were at the Galleria, mm-hmm. Right?
I was. And the chandelier started swinging. Everyone ran out. I thought you were going to say the experience with a dude next to you just kept being like, and then pulled out fucking dental floss and started flossing his teeth like halfway through the movie. That happened to me after you told me that. I saw someone flossing during a movie. Dude, and like, it's because of popcorn, I'm assuming. They're like, they bring it, but like, what? Who's going to a movie and it's like, oh, hold on, let me go back inside and grab my floss for the popcorn?
Well, I also don't want to hear just. It's like, shut up. Just stop.
Just.
I can't even remember what movie it was because that whole experience.
I was with you. I was with you.
But I don't remember what it was because I think most of that experience, I was just focusing on this thing going on right next to me.
Was it Mother?
It might have been Mother.
By Darren Aronofsky. I think it was Mother.
If it was Mother, then like. Okay.
It was something where he kept like scoffing because he was like, this is stupid. Like,
and it's like, yes, it is stupid. Oh, yeah. But fucking just watch it.
Shut up, dude.
Like, we get it.
I remember you just.
Maybe he thought like since no one else is doing that, he's like, is everyone else here stupid? Does everybody buy into this crap?
Well, that's what happened when I saw Moonlight and like the dudes in front of me when they like it's like they did not realize it was a gay movie and they're like, like we just giving them a hand job on the beach and kissing them. And they just got up and walked out. They left their popcorn too, but I didn't want to eat it because I was like, I don't know if they washed their hands, but
I want to.
You guys seeing this? Like that's like basically what it was.
I want to see the Green Knight. And Suicide Squad. James Gunn.
The Suicide Squad.
So many posters about it in New York.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It was really weird. When I went to Bangkok, there were Stranger Things posters at every subway stop. So I just get off and see Finn Wolfhard's face with like tie all around it. And I'd be like, that's weird.
They play DTF in a bar. Psych. Gotcha.
Well, yeah. Well, our little friend Gray pulled a little prank on me. We're getting tattoos. I was like sitting outside with you. And then he opens the door. He's like, dude, do you hear this? And I hear inside and like over like the music they're playing in the tattoo place was a song off of Ouch. And I was like, what the fuck?
I tried to listen to the music, but everyone was just laughing so hard. I couldn't hear the song.
Well, once the laughter subsided and I heard my voice, I was like, oh my God. And it was, I thought that like my eyes lit up because I thought it was like, this is the first time I'm ever hearing like, just like, but like that, what a coincidence. Like, wow, my song's playing. And then I found out he asked the lady to play it to prank me. So. Well, he pranked everyone because the song is so bad. That it, no. He fucked the guy tattooing, fucked up someone's tattoo while it was playing because he couldn't stop laughing.
I like the picture of people laughing at like bad music. Get off the stage!
Clapping. We got to start throwing tomatoes. Like, we got to bring that. Like, dude, we should go to a comedy club and just bring a box of tomatoes and just like. Someone isn't doing good at stand-up. That's the opposite of clapping. Clapping is what you want. You don't want the tomatoes.
We do it at a movie screen. That's what it's known. Well, I think it would just go, like, it wouldn't even break apart. Just
well, what would...
Let's throw apples instead. They're a bit harder. Imagine getting decked with an apple, like someone throwing an apple at your head as hard as they could.
You could knock out some teeth with that, dude.
Yeah. Apples are hard.
Apples are really fucking hard, dude. And I think... Back in like old theater, they would actually throw tomatoes, right? Like that was like a. See, I feel like there'd be too many trigger happy people that would be like, I'm gonna find a reason to not like this so I can throw tomatoes.
I'm gonna. Was tomatoes just derived from when someone didn't like something back in the day, they would just throw trash and then it just got formed into like a tomato.
Tomatoes are squishy, and if you throw them, they're gonna. So it's like when you throw tomatoes at people.
But I feel like it, because like they wouldn't just, it wasn't just like people only brought tomatoes. They'd probably just, it would be just like rotten vegetables and trash they'd throw on stage, yeah. Right?
Some I think tomatoes might have just become like the like go to. It's like, oh, tomatoes.
I'm sure back in the day, I wonder if like when our primate brethren back in the day put on like shows for each other, they would like throw their own feces. Does it go back that far?
I wish we still did that.
They didn't like the way one danced.
Throwing, like, just shitting. And dude, I love that video of, like,
furiously, like, shitting and, like, gearing up.
It's like he's a little constipated. He's really trying to push. Or just pure. I love the video of the old lady at the zoo. And there's, like, the chimp down below. And he's looking at it. He's like, oh!
Have you seen the newest one that's been going around?
And he throws it and it hits her in the face and it just sticks to her face.
Have you seen the recent like big monkey video that's been sent around, right? The one with the orangutan?
No, I don't think I have.
The one where he's like trying on sunglasses
No.
and someone dropped into the exhibit? Dude.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Hold on.
He puts them on?
Yes.
How does he know? They're smart, man. They're getting smarter.
Orangutans specifically learn through observation. Like they look at like... That's why when the kind of like, not adoption places, but the wilderness place, what are the sanctuaries that like keep them, whether they were orphaned or something. They like just show them. They teach them like how to do certain things. Hold up.
Teach them how to do my taxes.
Monkey see, monkey do.
What a...
Dude, that's awesome. He's just chilling, putting on sunglasses.
I know.
He's looking around.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Because he saw how everyone is using them and wearing them, and so he's trying to see what's up.
That's so smart. That's so cool.
Is it still going?
Yeah, he's taking them on. Because I wonder what he thinks. He's like, wow, I can still see. I can see through them.
Like, whenever I see, like, an orangutan trying on something, like, to me, it just looks like a wise, fat, like, wizard that
they're
sits
like the
on
elders.
The top. Yeah, they're like elders. They're just like, this thing.
It's either that or, like, a morbidly obese, like, woman from Kentucky, like, on her couch naked, like, putting on some sunglasses.
That shit's crazy, right?
Have you seen the monkey video going around of the pygmy marmoset? That's like, it's a monkey that's this big, dude, and the guy has it in his hand. It's literally this big.
What? What
look
is
up,
it called?
Just look up pygmy marmoset. And it's been going around. I saw it on TikTok or something. It's crazy.
Is it this one?
No, it's smaller than that. Let me pull it up. Brent's fucking texting the shit out of me right now.
Does he want your dick?
Yeah. He said, hey, can I, I'm out of soap. Can I get some soap? And I said, okay, man, well, it's, you can literally go to Target and get soap for $2. And he said, well, I'm not allowed in Target anymore because of the smell. Let me see if I can find this. This pygmy marm. Yeah. Like, I could not believe that there's a primate this fucking small, dude. It's, what is there, dude? There must be something going on down the street because here, look.
Well,
look
it's
at this
gardening.
Monkey.
That's not a helicopter.
No, that's a helicopter circling.
Wait.
It's not Wednesday.
Wait, hold up. Oh, no, that's an airplane.
No, dude, it's a helicopter because it happens around my house all the time and I have to listen to them just circle and circle and it's very fucking annoying. Look how small that little monkey is.
Holy shit. That's such a cute little monkey. Is it just going to stay like that? It's going to get bigger.
No, that's how small they are. Let's see. Let's see what's going on in the area. Let's see if there's a fire or maybe some stupid fucking. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if the map will show me helicopters flying over. Yep. Dude, remember that one time we like heard the helicopter? And we're like, what's going on? We ran out. And there's like a fire just right down the street.
Yeah.
There could be something crazy going on, like a standoff or a hostage. There was a hostage situation right outside my house a couple months ago.
Did you film it?
No.
And uploaded for content?
I should have.
Did you hear about those two girls that took the medallion off that dead body because they thought it looked nice and matched the necklace more than the pendant or medallion that was on the other one? Yeah. They're just like, this.
They filmed it.
They're like, yeah.
It's one thing to do something
they're
that like, fucked
this
up.
Is
it's
awesome.
Another thing to fucking film it and then post it. But it's like multiple levels of that. That's like Logan Paul. It's one thing to actually go into the suicide forest.
It's a sociopath.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's a helicopter.
It's coming around, dude. You know what they're going to fucking do.
Maybe there's a fire. It is hot.
It's really like pretty much like over where we are.
It gets up to like 100 sometimes.
But I want to run outside and see if there's any smoke. Or if there's any like... Maybe we can go out and see see what the helicopter doing. What the helicopter doing while we take a break for sponsors. And come back and report on what
Let's
we saw.
I got
pissed too. Your mama. Stop!
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, I went outside. It was just a helicopter flying over in circles.
Yeah,
it didn't,
just having fun, practicing, just, probably. Yeah.
You know, it's
for the big competition,
for the big helicopter race in the sky. Cannot wait for that shit, man. The
Do
big helicopter
race. Helicopters? Are there helicopter races?
I'm sure there are.
Is this like you know how they have car meetups where it's like they meet on like a mountain road where like cops aren't really patrolling? They're like helicopter meetups
where it's like drag racing but helicopters.
Yeah.
No, probably not, because helicopters, you have to be like registered in airspaces,
like,
and you're always
and
on radar
thing.
And shit.
Dude, can we please? I know. Okay, hold on. We're gonna take a brief business break. In the book, can we please put like an underground helicopter like drag racing team?
Dude, yes, for sure. I think what we need is like a gang of guys called like the Helicopter Brothers.
Yes. But they're like the Fast and Furious guys.
Just anything.
Can we
like,
just name them like the characters from Fast and Furious? Like Dom was a bald, short little man.
The fucking
who loved to sexually harass women in interviews.
Is that Ben Affleck?
No, that's Vin Diesel.
Have you seen the Ben Affleck interview where he's like really hammered with that, and he's the interviewer. He's that's interviewing him. He's like holding her and like touching her all over, and he's like, oh, baby, you're so cute. Oh, come on, sit on my lap. And it's like, she's like, whoa. And he talks about like taking her home. It's so fucking creepy. He was really hammered. And it's like creepy. Disgusting, really gross.
Back from our business break?
Yeah, back from the business break.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Helicopters, dude, I just don't trust helicopters, man. That's just like, I've never been in one. And
I have once. Haha. In Alaska. Went to a glacier. Got to dance on it.
That's right. You did. How was being on a glacier?
It was cool. It was cold.
It was cool. That's what I was looking for.
There are these cracks that you'd look down and they'd go down for a bit. It'd be scary as fuck. Imagine falling in one. Whee!
Falling a crevasse is terrifying, dude. Because like you go down and then it's like you ain't getting back up.
Would you? Do you think you could have done what James Franco did in 127 hours?
That was Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah. 500 Days of Summer. Yeah.
Bad joke. Well, I would say no, but then I guess also survival instinct.
I don't think I would. No way. I don't understand.
I mean, maybe survival instinct would get to such a point and like hunger and stuff that you're like, I'm just fucking, I'm doing it.
Oh,
that scene is brutal. Where he's cutting his arm off with the key.
Well, the guy who actually did it in real life. What's his name? James Franco?
I think so. Josh Franco or something. But that guy, that sucks balls, dude. Like, that's the only way to put that situation.
But he's alive.
Exactly, though. That's the thing. Like, you can live without an arm. It's only his forearm, too. He probably got some cool-ass fucking Iron Man bionic new hand, you know?
Just thinking about it makes me, like,
horny?
Oh, yeah. I get
someone's jerked
solid
off to that scene, the 127 hour scene, and like blew a massive load to
people
it.
Who are into like pain shit, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, fuck.
That's it's always the end when he's like that one nerve and he hits it with the key and it's
yep.
Like,
and it's like the operator sound effect.
Oh,
operation sound effect.
Dude, we should play Operation. I had an idea for
Operation with shock collars.
Did I already pitch it to you?
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Is that a thing already? I guess.
I don't know. It's just what came up to mind.
Well, that I saw Operation in the store and I was like, Ryan and I should play that, but I wish there's a way that like when we like it actually shocks us when we fuck it up.
But we'd have to have someone standing there with the shock collars to probably manually do it. What?
ABC. It's fucking hold on 1 second. Hello? Hey guys. Just on hold with a financial company. That won't leave me alone. And I'm trying to cancel something, so.
Yeah.
See, got a little Stevie Wonder on hold.
So I guess we'll go back to whatever noise or music that you had to switch between now and when we continue?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it? Do you know? The sound that you're going
to
use?
To transition?
Yeah.
See, well, I could go with the fart.
Yeah.
But that's like, I don't want to overdo it.
I'll hold a poll with the fans real quick on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
as a train, not as an Indian sound.
It just came in. Results 100% positive yes. You should transition with a fart.
Okay. Well, they already heard it.
They said, we love it whenever the farts happen. Please more farts.
They want more farts.
Yeah, they want more
farts. See, I thought I was scared that they were getting sick of it.
No, I'm reading all the comments right now on Twitter. They said, is this even a question? Of course we want more farts.
Oh, okay, good.
More farts, please. More farts or I'm unsubscribing, says one.
And when you guys, if they randomly take me off hold, that's when you're going to hear the fart sound again.
Yeah.
Because that means that I have to speak to...
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hello, sir?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, and we're back. I signed up for a fucking gym before COVID, like a monthly membership, and it was like right before COVID hit. So it's like, oh, I can't do that anymore. And then they charged me every month during COVID because I thought that they put it on hold. They didn't. And then I was like, oh, well, I don't even use this gym, so I'm gonna cancel it. So I tried to cancel it, and it's like, you need a valid reason to cancel. If it's because you moved, you need to prove you moved 10 miles away from the gym. And
like, did they have you like sign a contract?
No, I signed an agreement, which is just to join the gym. Like just every like you just join gym. It's like, all right, here, you know. And I thought it was just a regular gym thing, which it is. But it's then they're like, and if you're leaving for medical reasons, we need a doctor's thing. So I paid off what I left, and I was like, it's like also. I got them to like be able to cancel it, but it's like, we need a 30-day warning. And I was like, okay, well, here's my 30-day warning. That was June and now it's August and, they're still charging me. So I was on the phone about that, chewing out and some poor minimum wage.
They had canceled it, but it's part of their what? What was the excuse?
Agreement. Something. It's because I had owed one more payment. So they're like, we're going to keep charging you then.
Okay.
Instead of just that. And they threatened to send it to a debt collector if I didn't. So
just now?
Via email.
Ah.
So
cool, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I love debt collectors. What I would recommend is trying to get yourself in debt, because basically it's free money credit cards if you just keep spending money from credit cards. You don't have to pay it back, so if you do it enough, they're like, you see what I'm saying? You can use enough credit card money to get yourself out. Like when you're in debt, just take out a credit card and a loan to pay off the debt.
I mean,
it's not rocket science.
Just make sure. Well, the thing is, if you go, they give you this like number where it's like you have your credit line is like $1,000. Let's just say that you need to prove that you're more responsible than that. So go over that, but still just pay back the money. But
it shows you have more money.
Go
too.
Over the credit. Like, yeah. Like impress them with how much money you can spend and pay back.
Because it's like, oh, you know, you can only spend $1,000. But if you spend $2,000, then they're like, okay, actually, he's a pretty big baller.
And he gave us it all back. So yep. He's very responsible.
And
good banking advice for those who have just gotten their first credit card.
And that's the thing about credit cards. What people don't realize, it's free money. And if you're in debt, you can just take out another credit card to pay off the debt.
And turn your easiest way to cheat the system off. The more credit, like the more you go over your credit limit, it's kind of like a point system. You want to save that.
Yeah, and the more basically like when you want to turn off email notifications and phone notifications and take your phone number off the account, because every time they call you, they're testing you. And yeah. If you receive the notification, if you don't open it, if you receive an email or notification, it actually drops your credit score a little bit, and you don't want that. So
and also apply for as many credit cards as you can.
And we're actually going to be doing an incentive, a charity incentive soon, where we're going to be going around to orphanages and helping kids open their first credit card accounts. And we're going to try to get each kid as many credit cards as we can under their name, so they can finally have a, you know, like a shot at life. They'll have some money. They'll like that. That's we're going to change some kids' lives.
It breaks my heart that some kids don't build up their credit score fast enough.
And it's like,
it runs your life. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
These orphans need these credit scores, man. They need these fucking credit scores. They need
credit scores for orphans.
Credit credit cards for orphans, man. I want to go in with like 6-7 different credit card companies, and I want to get each one of these orphans on 6 to 8 credit cards under their name. And the thing is,
you have to donate or else their scores will go down.
Well, I don't want to waste their time. I want them to get out in the world. So I don't need the credit card companies explaining anything to them. We just sign them up under their name, give them the credit cards and say, hey, figure it out. Go out in the world. Go spread your wings.
Just kind of like, it's time for the baby bird to leave the nest.
Mm-hmm. It is.
As the old saying goes.
It is. And that's probably the best way to do it for these kids. Speaking of baby bird leaving the nest.
I think Wanda Jr., Wanda 2, sorry, is done sucking and fucking. And
maybe. I hope not. I'd love to see her one more time.
It's been a bit. She had three, not little.
They can do up to six in one season.
Yeah, but it's not even get to that time. It's still summer. I mean,
yeah, it's hot. It's hot in LA.
Still shake that thing around unless she got, you know, distracted.
She's getting that dove pussy fucked left and right.
I hope so. I hope no big owl or hawk or anything.
That'd be devastating.
Swooped her up.
Well,
that's why she was so safe here.
Yeah, because it's a very safe area for the nest. If you're on our Patreon, you can see pictures of it. But it's like the baby finally jumped out and shit all over our chairs and flew off. He really took his time. He spent like a whole day just like sitting on our chairs.
And shitting
several, like all the chairs we sit outside. He's like, instead of chilling over on the ground or on the fence, I'm going to get on each one of these chairs and just cover them in shit. And he did. And then he flew off and then Wanda left as well. Out back into nature. Maybe she's getting fucked right now as we speak. Maybe she's already pregnant. Maybe she's going to come back like tonight or tomorrow and lay eggs.
That nest is looking kind of, you know?
I mean, she's raised, what now, like five batches of babies in that nest? And yeah, it was there before we even got here.
But one of them, well,
the fuck was that?
That scared me because I saw movement. It was just a box that fell over.
Oh, yeah, it really scared me.
It's like shit. Well, actually, it was a whole ass shelf.
It's like a loud crash.
Yeah, like, it was just boxes. Just some boxes.
Got a little spooked. But yeah, I would like to see her at least one more time. I didn't get to say goodbye because I was out of town.
As was I.
Oh, yeah, so we really didn't get to say goodbye. She just kind of got up and left in the night, you know, as women do. But I hope she comes back at least one more time.
We'll see. We'll see.
Her kids. Her kids might come back.
That would be great.
Maybe some of the early ones from this season. Some of the first ones might be old enough now.
Some from last season.
Yeah. There's plenty of them out there in the family. They just gotta
remember where you know, we're like these giants that they're always nervous around, but we protect them.
Yeah, we've never done anything to harm them or scare them.
We actually
saved one of the kids.
I was about to, yeah. So Layton saved one of the kids.
Yeah. Well, on podcast, I'd like to say I did.
Oh, okay.
Just credit for it. But,
yeah.
So I saved one of the baby birds.
Of course.
You know, she should be grateful for that. And
I picked it up by the back of the neck.
Like a kitten, you know,
yeah.
just grab it by the scruff. And then I didn't want to climb up and spook the other little baby bird in there. So I just kind of chucked it,
but it landed upside down,
Well, I missed the first time and it hit the wall and bounced. But baby birds are like tennis balls and, you know,
they can take a fall.
They can take a couple bounces, and it did take a couple bounces, but I got him back in the nest.
Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm. And now he's out there somewhere just chilling. Maybe his brother shit all over the chairs is retribution.
You know, next time I was thinking like to just because, you know, Wanda always goes out there. She has to like feed him. If we ever find one again and Wanda doesn't come back, I'm thinking we could just stick one of them on an anthill because that's just endless amounts of food.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like in terms of the circle of life. Yeah.
Well, she could eat all those ants. That's so many ants. That's a whole entire ant colony the baby could eat.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't have to worry about Wanda coming back.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
I thought you were talking about for the ants because
that's despicable.
No, it's not.
That's animal abuse.
No, it's not, dude. That's
purposely changing the course of life so that this one baby bird gets tortured.
I never said we get tortured. I said we get eaten
by ants. Does that sound like a fun time?
No, it doesn't.
If you were
a
baby bird, picture you're a baby bird and you get placed on an anthill.
I don't want to think about that.
And all the ants eat you alive. No, we wouldn't place it on a fire anthill. We place it on, you know, a regular anthill. The ones that don't like to bite as much. The nice ones.
Do we have fire ants out in LA?
I don't think we do. We definitely had them in South Carolina.
Yeah, fuck fire ants, dude. It's like,
what are the ones that are red and black striped?
Fire ants are kind of red.
What are the?
And they bite.
No, but these ones are like furry. Ever seen those?
Yeah.
What are they? Let me look them up.
I want to be a furry ant.
Furry, red, and black striped ant.
Ooh.
Velvet ants. Velvet ants are brightly colored. They are shades of yellow and brown or red and black. Velvet ants are not aggressive and will try to escape when encountered, but females have a very painful sting if handled. Females use a long, needle-like stinger concealed at the tip of the abdomen. I'm guessing similar to like a wasp or something.
Dude, ants are so fucking... I can talk about ants for so long. Ants are
Wasps just like...
Bigger, evolved ants with wings?
Like the brutes of ants? Because they look kind of the same. Doesn't this look like that could be a wasp?
They're definitely related.
On it?
Because they have the thorax, the anthrax, and the abdomen.
And the borax. And the lorax.
Oh, Ryan, can I tell you something?
Yeah?
And you're not going to like it.
Oh, what's happening?
It's something I meant to say earlier in the podcast.
What is it?
But you're probably, it's a little update and you're probably not going to be too happy about it.
Update for what?
It's about this.
The podcast?
Yeah, and it's the end of it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.